Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Walking on the Sidewalk Horizon Oracle Journeys. I'm Kevin Baird, and today is the first Friday of August, August 3rd, 2012. Very hot, blustery out. Looks like it's about to rain. We could really use the rain. Just have to see what's coming up on the horizon. For you guys who are listening live in the chat room, I've posted a link to the cards that I will be using for today's show. I don't know what cards I'll draw just yet, but the link for the definition so you can see what the images look like as I read them, as I look at them, as I pull them randomly from the deck. It's a deck that I designed, and I call it the Horizon Oracle. They are images that I've drawn myself, usually, or they are just stick figures that convey, you know, messages. They have a little bit of body language, that kind of thing in there. But I designed the Horizon Oracle for people who are just starting to want to know more about divination, but don't know where to start. And for those people who want to try the tarot, it's almost impossible to get a message. You draw four cards, you're looking at four cryptic images that don't make any sense whatsoever. And then you have to go back to the book and read 100 pages and then reread it and then try and look at comparisons. And before you know it, it's 4 years later after like 4 years of research and you're just barely getting an understanding of the images. I've worked with the tarot for about 15 years and with the readings that I've done on and with the tarot, I've gotten lay term images, and the Horizon Oracle, 111 images, are some of the images that I've received out of the hundreds and maybe thousands of possibilities that are possible out of drawing combinations of images that are with the tarot. So, again, for you guys who are listening live in the chat room, I've posted a link to templeofgaia.com, horizon_oracle, to where you can jump to the images. Later on, for you guys who are listening today and listening live, and you want to go back and re-listen to the archive, that I will post images of the cards on a webpage off of Main Street Universe website, which has a link to the Horizon Oracle page on Main Street Universe, and they will have the images for the cards as I read for them. So you'll just play the archive and, you know, watch along as I move from card to card. So the point of the weekly Horizon Oracle journeys is to get the message or world readings, as I've decided to start coining it, the state of the universe world readings, basically. So the first card that's up is the permission card, and it's in the reversed position. And the permission card is associated with the time 2:15. Just making a quick note here, that's the permission card reversed, that's facing away from us. And when we draw cards from the Horizon Oracle, and I give you guys permission who are out there listening to the Horizon, you know, listening to it in archive, that you can go back and listen and look at the card. So someone is telling me in the chat room that there is no sound. Okay, now they're saying it's okay now. All right. So, looking at the permission card in the reverse position, that's facing away from us. And when the cards are facing away from us, it's about the people, situations, and things that are happening around us. So, straight away, this card says that there are people who are in our lives that will be one fashion or another, and it won't be everybody. It can be just a handful of people, or one person, really. Not a handful, but, you know, we know thousands of people, and part of them will be receiving diplomas, certificates, authorizations, licenses, that kind of stuff. But with the permission card, it says first out, first up, that somebody is going to be given a license, an agreement, maybe a contract that has to do with, you know, business or signing, you know, like an agreement to buy a house or something. I'm drawing the next card. And this is the card to the right of the permission card. And the card that I've just drawn is the talent card. And it's associated with the time 7:45. Just making a note of that. And that card is facing us. So this says that someone is going to be receiving permission, maybe getting, I would say, a contract or some kind of business agreement or something, and that they're going to then be looking at us to see what our qualities are, what our qualifications are, what we can do to bring to this situation. And for those people who are listening in archive, that this reading that you're listening to right now, no matter the date, whether it's September of 2012 or September of 2020, that this is a reading and a message for you. That something's going to be coming up to where it's permission. Someone's going to be getting a permission or a contract or something. And the other thing is that then once they get the contract, once they get the permission, that they're going to be looking for people to help them. They're going to be looking for talented people to help them. And with the 7:45 card associated with talent facing towards us, it says that we are going to be looked at to see how we can bring, what we can bring to the group, the authorization, the situation, to make it even better than if we're just being hosted by the one person that got the contract. And again, that's the 7:45 card, and it is facing towards us. It's not reversed. Next card up is the curb card, and it's associated with the time 11:11, and this is, and it's facing us. So this says that we have some cleaning to do. It, if you scroll down and look for 11:11, you'll see that it shows an individual who has a trolley that they are taking some things in boxes to the curb to be picked up for recycling or something like that. With us just leaving the talent card and then segueing into the 11:11 card, the curb card, it's saying that, okay, it looks like we could find ourselves being accepted for the talents that we have. If you look back at the 7:45 card, it shows a person juggling three gears, and they have three arms and hands. And I've always felt like that this card talks about me, because when I was a kid and going through high school and that kind of stuff, when I had no idea about this ability that I had to where I could see things that would be coming up or know things that are going on and situations that are happening in people's lives, nobody else had that I knew of. But I thought that everybody else had it, and I would just talk to them casually as if everybody knew this as commonplace. And it is not. And I found out the hard way that not everybody has the same ability. And for the people who don't have a unique kind of ability, you know, like whether it's boxing or jogging or archery or painting or sculpting or writing or whatever, when we talk to people about the things that we do and that some people consider us good at it, whether it's sculpting, writing, fortune telling, whatever, when we talk to other people as if they are our peers, they can sometimes take offense. Like, how, you know, sort of like, they're like, you're making me feel awkward by speaking to me about something that you've discovered about your ability, some kind of new paint stroke, paint, clay, spinning wheel, you know, baking kiln for making the clay a specific hardness or whatever, or psychic ability where you recognize this thing that you've just done or had an outstanding psychic experience to where, you know, you learned something new that you could apply to future experiences. When you're talking to these people about this as if they are a peer, they can take offense. So this is a heads up, really, to be cautious with what you share about what you're good at. But with the 1111 card, it says that we are to take some of the things that we had hoped to use, that we stored in closets and that we put under beds and in garages and in trunks and that kind of stuff, but never got around to using it, but it's collected dust, and also it's collected anxiety. Anxieties internal to us. Anxieties internal to us because we had planned to use this thing, or someone gave us, some kind of baking thing, or some kind of easel for painting things, or some kind of like computer for programming things, and we never got around to using it. But we don't want to throw it away. We don't want to give it away, because whoever gave us this tool, this item, this object that's in this box that we're about to put on the curb or give to somebody, we have to be strong and give it away, because it's sucking up our mental resources, because we're trying to find ways that we can use this object, item, tool, computer that this friend gave us, relative, parent, is trying to help us be better at how we live our life, better at what we do. And by giving it away or putting it on the curb or giving it into recycling, that we discredit. Not that we really do, but some part of us feels like this help that this friend, parent, or relative tried to help us with has fallen short of expectations. We can't care, because we only have so much closet space, and we really need to have that space to hold and keep things that we can use today actively, tomorrow actively. It's like having a toaster, like having a television. What good is a television in the box, in the garage? It needs to be out on the table, on, and either a DVD on it or the cable plugged into it or something, it needs to be used. So with the 1111 card showing our person taking things to the curb, it says that as a part of us being recognized for the talents that we have, looking back at the 745 card, we have to then clear some space to make room for new things that we have to acquire for this new thing that's coming up that's related to the permission card that is likely to be associated with a contract that someone approached us and said, I just got this contract and I need help. What are your talents? I like your talents. When can you start? These are the things that I'd like for you to know about, have ready, bring with you on Monday. you have to go out and get these things or borrow these things or whatever, but you have to make room for the new things, for the new part of your life, and dismiss the things that were hoped for things that never got around to being used and start doing something different. So, moving on to the next card. And this is the card that's to the right of the 1111 card, and it's the Wand card. And it's associated with the time 10 o'clock. And it's in the reverse position. It shows a pair of eyes looking out, hopeful that this thing that they've been thinking about and wanting to see happen is going to start happening. When is it going to start happening? The card is facing away from us, and that means that there are people who are going to be around us, situations, things. Again, when the card faces away from us, it's about the people, situations, and things that are around us, and it's facing away from us. I'll just say that one more time. These are people who want to be a part of something. And it's over the Talent card. And it's to the right of the Curb card. Or it's under the Talent card, and it's following the Talent. With the Wand card facing away from you, it's about people, more than one, because of the eyes. It's not exactly a thing that can have eyes, unless you're thinking about bugs or something. A bug can be a thing, I guess. So that is open for a debate. With looking at the eyes and thinking about all the things that people could want, and we're listening to a telepathy guided meditation that's off of my YouTube channel called Temple of Gaia. You can go to YouTube/Temple of Gaia and see this video. It's helpful for telepathy guided meditations. But looking at the Wand card facing away from us, this says that there are going to be people who will see this thing that you're doing or about to embark upon, and that they will want to be a part of that as well. And this is something that could be coming up in September, and this is coming up in September 2012, or if you're listening to this in archive, September 2020, it is a message to you that something's coming up to where some contract that was won, your talent got recognized, you made room for this new thing to start happening in your life, cleared the space for the new tools, books, and ideas to take up the living space, and you got rid of the things that no longer are helpful based on the 1111 card. Putting it on the curb, once you start this thing in motion, you will see, based on the Wand card facing away from us, that other people will want to be a part of this thing that you are doing. So this means to get to step in, get busy, get quick, on your feet, get out there and start making this thing happen, get connected to whoever's in charge, who's tasking people to do the things that need to be done. Because there's going to be other people who will be coming in right after you who will want to be a part of this picture. And again, that is the 10 o'clock card associated with Wand, and it's facing away from us. All right, coming up on the left here, just under the curb card, is the picking card, P-I-C-K-I-N-G, and it's associated with the time 3:11, and it is facing us. So in the left column, we have a trend of the hour at 11 minutes after the hour. And 11, as you know, has that numerology, symbology, and as I leave it to you as to what your definition is for the 11, but for me, 11 means it is like two people that are working on this thing, or it's a group kind of stuff that goes into the next age or evolution of things where people will be doing them in a group situation. With the picking card coming up and looking at it straight on, it's not reversed, is saying that this is a situation that is going on that will have significance and that we have to be quick to answer yes or no as to whether we want to follow through with this or not. If you look at the card, it shows an individual with what I drew as like a quick stick or sword or something that they could harvest the fruit before it falls to the ground or becomes overly ripe. So this says that whatever it is, whoever and whenever you're reading this and listening to the archives, that you're in a season that could come up very quickly, and that this is a season to where you have to go in, make this thing happen, get the work done, and then move on to the next work project, and the next work project, and the next work project. It's like a migratory, you know, seasonal harvest kind of stuff. Be quick in getting all the work that you can get done quickly, because it looks like it could be a project or a situation that will last as you know it for about 6 months to a year, but then it will transition into something else, or it could come to a conclusion or something because of the other cards that we've drawn prior to this, where it talks about the 11-11 before that and now the picking card. So be quick and plan for it to be done or over quickly. So don't go out and, you know, make major investments and commitments to timed payments, you know, to where you get caught up in revenue streams, you know, buy a house that requires a monthly payment or a car that requires a monthly payment. This is something to where you need to, like, take all the money that you can get, spend it frugally, and then be ready for the next show to come up. Now, this next show that's coming up, I just drew the busy card, and it's associated with the time 7:07, and it is under the want card. And it shows a very busy individual to where they have to go from one bed. If you see that upper part of the frame there shows a bed, and then the second part of the frame shows an individual or someone driving the truck. And that, you know, it's like no time for breakfast, basically. So this says that going to be very busy, very necessary to pay attention to your time, and that if you're not careful, you could end up being late. And again, that's the 7:07 card talking about being busy. So with the 3:11 card, you know, harvesting all the opportunities and then being busy at it as well, it looks like there's not going to be much time for sleep. Now, coming up under the 3:11 card is the boundaries card, and that's associated with the time 2:17. Now, this is a situation, and it's facing us. It's not reversed. It shows people sort of like on the fence, not sure, and people who've already made a commitment. So, with the information that I had just talked about, and I was saying about how there would be a transition in the situation in about a year, that there will be new territories that will fall into place, and that the last contract or project will not be forgotten, and the people there will not be forgotten, and that a new opportunity will be coming up, but only the people who were a part of the project and situation originally will be invited to go to that next level. Well, some people will not be sure that they will want to go on and do the next thing because maybe it was too busy, or they want something that's a little more tangible, a commitment or something, and not that it would just be a contract or something that would just last for a year. But the thing is if you can make money at it, and, you know, money is hard to come by right now, absolutely go ahead and commit to it, because, you know, opportunities are always out there, and if it's not something that you like halfway through it, you can always quit it. But this talks about sometime out there that there will be a situation to where a territory will be established, and that some people may not want to move on to that next level. It's up to you. The next card that's up is the pressing card, and it's associated with the time 750. And it's in the reversed position, and it's showing an individual who is making a note of something on a desk. Now, I designed the pressing card to communicate a message about being so busy in our mind that we have so much to think about that we don't have time to do anything else. So we have all this stuff going on in our head, and then when we start doing something, we forget about what it is that we wanted to do. A perfect example of this is whenever you go shopping for food or something, you get there, you want to buy the things that you were thinking about, and then you forget about what it is that you wanted to get, that you wanted to purchase at the store when you were shopping. So this is a message that whether it's going out food shopping or shopping for materials that is going to be supporting a project, that you need to sit down and write out your ideas, write out the items that need to be purchased to support the project, and also write out the concepts that you happen upon while you're thinking about the work or project that you are a part of. I suggest having 3x5 cards, those little mini cards. They can be lined or not, and all you do is that you just pull one of those cards out and you make a quick 1 or 2 line item point or message about the thing that you're thinking about and date it, and then put it away. You don't have to do an entire dissertation or a thesis or something. Just a quick jot down of what your ideas are, and it will be very helpful. Coming up with the next card, under the 217 card, which was the boundaries card, we're looking at the introspection card, and it's associated with the time 740. And it is in the reversed position. Again, it's about the people around us who are going to be deep in thought, or really maybe troubled or challenged mentally as to what they want to commit to based on the boundaries card that we were just looking at. The introspection card in the reverse position is right under the boundaries card. It talks about these people that we were working with being torn, that they made a commitment to this thing, but they weren't 100%, or that they didn't make a commitment to it, and that the opportunities for them to move into that position or that role is now closed. It's just one of those things. But I always say that it's better to see somebody in a situation struggling with an idea or a challenge, and then how they come up with a solution helps us. The people around us teach us how to be and how not to be, where to be and where not to be. So having someone else be challenged on an issue or situation gives us a chance to look at their notes and think about how we would handle it if the challenge or situation was in our hands. But I always like to remind people that the challenges are out there to teach us to be stronger. Now, the next card that's up, and it's under the pressing card, the next card that's up is the distortions card, and it's associated with the time 601, and this card is facing us. And it's saying that how we see the present situation is not exactly how it is. The individual in the image for the 601 card, and it's facing us, so it's not about the people around us, it's in our face, is saying that we're looking back at the introspection card, and with the distortions card, it's basically saying that we're all going to be challenged as to how and what the present situation that has unfolded is going to be helpful. If you look at the distortions card, and the person in the card is holding what looks like a magnifying glass or a lens that has a handle, and they're trying to get an idea, and the lens and the handle and the frame that holds the lens is a little warped, they're trying to get a clearer picture of what the future and the horizon has to offer. If you look at the little pool that our friend in the introspection card is looking into, and our lens that we're holding in our hand on the distortions card, they're similar. Only our friend in the introspection card is not holding something. It's a pool, a sacred well or something, that they are getting a closer look at themselves and the situations that they need to think about making decisions about. But I always like to let people know that you can use a symbol to help you take power over the things that are challenging you. And some of you who are listening know that it's the yellow bug. Yellow bug, I'm making a note of that. So yellow Volkswagen Beetle. Whenever you see the yellow Volkswagen Beetle, it is your spirit guide, your fairy godmother, your guardian angel, your archetype angel, heaven, God, Jesus, Buddha, whoever your source is for divine answers. They are telling you that whatever it is that you're thinking about when you see the yellow bug, do not worry about it, and that they are going to handle the outcome of this thing that you're spending all your time thinking about it. So when you see the yellow bug, it's a message to stop thinking and worrying about the thing that you're thinking about and move on to the next thing. Sometimes you'll see another yellow bug or right after that yellow bug, and it's obvious that I get it also, that I forgot to stop thinking about whatever it is that I was worrying about. So the second clue about whenever you see the yellow bug right after the first yellow bug is to stop thinking about this thing. If you continue to think about it and you saw the second yellow bug, it's a possibility that you could come close to having something to where the yellow bug wants to run into you. Or it could be a rock hit the windshield, or you come close to having like some kind of quick car accident, or someone cuts you off. This is definitely a motivation to get you to stop thinking about whatever it is that you're thinking about and to move on. So I just suggest that when you see the yellow bug, to stop thinking about whatever it is that you're thinking about and move on to something else, and that your guardian angel, your spirit guide, will handle the details of your problem. There was a time back in my past, about 15 years ago, where I got into 5 car accidents inside of a 45-day period. And on my 5th accident, I called my insurance guy and I said, "Hey, I just had another accident to where somebody hit me." All 5 accidents were where people were hitting me. And my insurance guy says, "If you have another one, I'm going to have to drop you." And I'm like, "Well, they're hitting me." He's like, "It doesn't matter. You have to be doing something wrong." And that's when I got the wake-up call, hit with what some people call the clue by four. And that segued into where I am today, working with the signs and symbols that we see on the street and on the sidewalk every day. And that's where I came up with the Horizon Oracle as an idea, is that these are street signs. These are things that we can see on the horizon that can give us a clue of what's upcoming. The next card that's up, and it's under the introspection card, this card is titled Deja Vu. And it's associated with the time 7/16. And it is reversed. I'll give you a chance to scroll down to it. It shows an individual in bed, and if you look, there's a clock just over the bed, and it says 1 a.m., and it's likely 1 a.m. in the morning. And in the little dream bubble that he's having right there, it shows him exchanging a bag of money with somebody else. And these are just, you know, I drew this as a symbol that people always want to have a little more comfort in their life, and some people symbolize money as a tool for comfort. I'm challenged as to whether that's true or not, but that's food for thought. Then in the next part of the card, on the second frame there, it shows the individual actually having it happen. There's a sun on the horizon right there, and the time on the clock is 11 a.m., and it shows it's happening. So with the deja vu card in the reverse position, this says that we're going to be a part of people's lives to where things they've been wanting to see happen are going to start happening. And this is a positive thing. It can be people who are employers who want to see things positive happening about their contracts, and that we can go back and look at the 215 card at the very top. If you go through the succession of cards, it's in the reverse position. This talks about opportunities that are coming up for us right now, and it has to do with you who are listening to this on August. I think it's the 3rd. I'm just double-checking the date. I can't remember. My calendar doesn't want to come up. Or if you're listening to this in September of 2012, or listening to this in September of 2020, it says that you will be a part of someone else's dream becoming a reality, and it will turn into a positive thing happening for you as well. And that was the 7/16 card in the reversed position. Now, another very awesome card that has just shown up here is the 259 card. 259. And the title for this card is Soulmates. And it's in the reversed position. And the Soulmates card, when that comes up, is a message about people coming into our life that will be there for a time, a season, or a reason. They could be there for 4 weeks, 4 months, 4 years, or 4 decades. But it all depends on how fiery the relationship is. It could be 4 decades, as in a career, if the soulmate is a colleague or coworker, someone that you work with during the day, and that you talk about projects, contracts, challenges related to the workplace, and you tell them stories about the things that you do on the weekend with the person that you're married to, but they never wake up with you unless, you know, whatever. I'm not going to go down that path, but these are people who you see 40 hours a week, 5 days a week kind of stuff. That's a possibility, but this says that when the soulmates card is facing away from us, it says that there's going to be a soulmate coming into our life. They will be approaching us and saying that they have a great idea or that they need help with something. So we've been reading originally, the first card that we received at the beginning of this session was the permissions card, and it talks about this opportunity that was a part of someone else's contract winning, dreams becoming a reality, looking at the Deja Vu card, and now looking at the Soulmates card, reversed, says that this is an opportunity to where the things that we've been dreading and thinking that, you know, things aren't going to get any better, this says that there's going to be a soulmate that will be coming into our life that will be helping us realize an experience that we could not have had any other way unless this person was in our life. So if it is an intimate soulmate, then it's a possibility that the relationship will be very fiery, very passionate, not something that can be discussed in public. And will likely last 4 years or less. Because the thing is that with some soulmates, spending 4 years with them is sometimes a lifetime of intimacy with someone else who isn't exactly a soulmate. It's a little complicated in what I'm explaining, but the passion in a relationship that's an intimate relationship will be profound, but short-lived. It's like a fuse. And how you live your life and enjoy your life while this fuse is burning is up to you. But with the soulmates in the reverse position, it talks about opportunities for experience with people where we will learn things, realize things, and help us feel passionate about our life. The next card that's coming up is the 718 card, and it's under the Deja Vu card column. And this card is facing us, and again, that's 718, and the title for this card is Obsession. And it shows someone who is looking at a bunch of broken pieces of things that they had been trying to carry, and because they exceeded the capacity or the load that they could carry, some of the things became broken. It shows that they look very sad. There are clouds overhead, their arms are very full, and they don't know what to do. They've lost these things. Meanwhile, the objects in their hands are becoming heavy, and it's likely that the individual that's holding these things is perspiring, and if they're not careful, they will lose what's in their grasp as well. It's facing us, and it says, gosh, that we have to not get carried away with wanting the situation that's happening in our life to be absolutely perfect. And it's right beside the soulmate's card in the reverse position. So here is a message that someone is going to be coming into our life, and that it could end up being quite passionate or very inspiring. And with the obsessions card showing up just below and to the left here, it's showing that we could end up becoming clouded in our thinking, because it's like, this is so much fun, this is so enjoyable, this is so rewarding, that we want it to be absolutely perfect. So we start focusing on making the present situation as perfect as possible, not thinking about the future or the outcome of the progress of the experience. This is saying, this is a heads up that if we're not careful, that we could be causing damage to this relationship. And it could be a work relationship, to where we just end up looking like a stalker to the person that we're working with. Or if it's an emotional, intimate relationship, it could be that we want to have so much time and attention of this person that we can't think or do anything else, and that we stop living and being who we are, that we end up tarnishing and souring the relationship. So this is a caution, and I read for like the next 90 seconds to like 90 days out. So this is just asking you to pay attention and to not get too carried away in the relationships that pop up over the next 90 days, and to let them be as they are. And when help is needed, help will be requested. Don't overhelp the situation. The next card that's up is the Mountains card, and it's associated with the time 1246. And this card is facing us. And it shows in the scene that it could be a little chilly, with the icicle overhead dripping a little bit, and there's some icicles on the branch of the tree that's coming into the frame from the left. And it looks like the mountains in the background there on the horizon are snow-capped. This says that we can expect to see what I've just been talking about happening through into the season of where it is cold and where it snows. So if you're listening to this archive show in the spring of the year, then this says that what I've been talking about will go on for some time. So we'll go through spring, and then summer, and then autumn or fall, and then on into winter. Now the other thing is that there can be a connection with the relationship and the soulmate connection, because the Mountains card is under the soulmate, is that there could be a mountain trip or something coming up that's related to the soulmate experience. I suggest going. And again, that's 1246, the Mountains card, and it's facing us. Now, coming up on the left here, under the Obsessions card, is the Upward Mobile, or the Ascension card, and it's associated with the time 945, and it's in the reversed position. It is facing away from us. Now this card is a little different than the Dreams Becoming a Reality, the Deja Vu card, and the Permissions card. For this card, it can be an invitation to us to move to a new level from somebody else approaching us and saying, hey, you were doing this, how would you feel about going and doing this thing? And that it's up to us as to whether we say yes or not to that. We have to change our lives to change our lives. check in. It's the 9:45 card. It shows someone who is about to ascend some stairs that were lowered to them, as if it's at the, you know, the bottom of a airplane or out of an upper area. It could be like an attic or maybe a tree house or something, to where the stairway had been lowered down to us. Very interesting. The next card that's up is the 807 card, and the title for that is Double Duty. 807. And it's reversed. This shows that someone around us is going to be very busy and likely need our help, or that they will be so busy that they don't have time to spend time with us. And this is an opportunity for us to spend time in solitude, to work on the things that we need to get cleaned up, finished, completed, so we can move on and to the next level. So this card here is talking about someone else being very busy and not having time for us, and that we have to keep ourselves occupied, busy. You know, you can check your phone for, you know, your Facebook updates, or go and spend time doing some research on something that you were thinking about, or go get on the computer game or something. But this is talking about the people around us being very busy, and that we need to focus on our own projects until the group can get together again. The next card that's up, and that's under the mobility card, or the upward mobile card, or the ascending card, depending on what version of the deck that you have. This next card that's up is the agreement card, and it's associated with the time 242, and it's in the reversed position. It shows people signing paperwork or making an agreement about something. Contract. It sort of fits with the permission card that we drew originally at the beginning of this session. But here, this agreement is one that is like a contract that can last for some time. 4 years, 40 years, a good while. So we went through that little bit of a season that I was telling you about, to where it could be fleeting. It could be a contract that could last a year, maybe two. And then something would come up to where a new opportunity would happen, to where there would be a boundaries issue, or some people would feel like they would not want to cross this line or something, to start doing this new thing. And then it segues into people that are around us being very busy. It gives us time to sort of like clear our heads, looking back at the double duty card associated with the time 807, and that card was facing away from us. It then talks about how the agreement card associated with the time 242 facing away from us is saying that there's going to be some contract or agreement that is signed between two individuals or a group of individuals that could set things in motion that could last for some time. Now, looking at this and looking at the double duty card, looking at the agreement card and the double duty card, the double duty card is about being very busy, people being very busy at things. And the agreement card shows, because it's facing away from us, people making an agreement on something. For me, I see this as something that has to do with employment on a grand or global scale. And again, this Horizon Oracle journey, Walking on the Sidewalk show for today, is about world reading and, like, what is the world doing, what's coming up that we can expect to see. And I'm checking the date again, just want to make sure that I got the right reference in there. Yeah, it's August 3rd. We have people in Congress and our governments who need to make an agreement or come to an agreement to help the employment situations, and that's like a global thing. Like, everybody needs a job right now. By God, Greece, we know, you know, needs all the help they can get also. But this is some kind of agreement that happens over the next 90 days that can influence the world about opportunities for employment and things to do. Necessary things. Now, the next card that I've just drawn is the advertising card, and it's associated with the time 11:55. And it shows an individual sort of like waving their hands around and jumping up and down and moving their head side to side. And it shows that their body is like a heart with a rhythm and a lot of energy, and they got, it's like a battery basically, all this power. I'm ready to do this, I'm ready to do this, I'm ready to do this basically is what the advertising card. It's us showing somebody, some source, that we are available, we're very much interested in doing this thing. When this card comes up in a reading, there's no way that you can imagine what it's talking about. But later, 24 hours, 90 hours later, there will be something that will come up that will be very interesting and be an opportunity that we would like to be part of. And that's when we have to start showing that we're here, that we're evident, that we can do this, and that we want to be a part of it also. So after the agreement is signed, we will be able to see that we can get out there and be available to be a part of the situations and projects that are very intriguing, inspiring, and motivational. So, awesome card to come up there. And then, the next card that's up, and it's under the agreement card, is the 347 card. And its title is Help. And it's facing away from us. 347. And it shows an individual who is carrying or catching a feather that seems to be floating down from on high, from heaven, up in the air. This is a message that we have people in heaven sending us help to get us through the present situation. So with this card facing away from us, it's talking about the people who were likely signing the agreement were given some kind of divine motivation to make this happen, and that it will continue. It's almost like they signed the agreement, and that heaven shows them that they are very appreciative. So this talks about a tool coming from outer space, if you will, heaven, being given to us now that we've made this agreement to be something, you know, significant. And then the last card, as I'm concluding here, is the detached card associated with the time 5:44. It's talking about how, okay, once this all starts happening, that we will be like strained and drained and not sure if this is the thing that we want to be doing, or that it's like we need to like take a vacation or a holiday to get ourselves grounded. So don't kill yourself, don't overwork yourself with making, you know, trying to make connections. It's important to take a break once in a while. So again, at the end of the show, I want to thank you guys for listening. And then if you're listening to this in archive, I'll have a page on the website under Main Street Universe Horizon Oracle Journeys to where you can go and look at the images. I'm Kevin Baird. I want to thank you for listening, and have a great day.